here to talk about, first of all, about how good God is and how he is going to use us in so many capacities. You see all these things up here? Todos estos vasos aquí son diferentes. They're all different, right? They're all different sizes, like Pastor B said. They're all beautiful. They're shiny. They're smooth. They're rough, some of them. But they all serve a purpose. And what is that purpose? To serve God. But they all serve one purpose. And you're right. They all hold something, right? They all hold a substance. They hold something within them, right? And so we are vessels indeed. We hold Jesus Christ within us. And he is within us, and he wants to use us so that we can give what he has put within us to others. Because you're going to run into a lot of broken vessels. I was once a broken vessel. And I know for the honor and glory of God, he molded me, like that picture, like that video. He molds us. And sometimes we aren't able to sustain the blessing because there's certain things in our lives that he's trying to patch up and he's trying to take out. And today is one of those days that we're going to declare today that we're not going to walk out of here the same way, that we're going to be different, that we're going to hold that, I don't want to call it substance, but that anointing, that the Holy Spirit go with us, and that we be full. Like Sister Abby said, let's be full, but not just, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be full just halfway. I want it to overflow. I want when I walk out, I want people to see she has God. She loves God. And I want them to see that in you because you have that ability to have that purpose. You have a purpose. So I always tell kids that there is a purpose. There is. I work with kids all day and I give them counseling. But every time I see them broken, when they walk in broken, the first thing I always tell them is there is a plan and a purpose for your life. Although I can't talk about God in a school setting, I know what I'm trying to say. And they look at me and they kind of like, really? I'm like, yeah, really. Like God, I know God designed them with a plan and a purpose. And so today we're going to read in our Bibles on a story about Rebecca. There's so many women in the Bible that God used. And we're going to read about Rebecca. And we're going to go to Genesis chapter 24. Does everybody understand English? Does any, no? Español? Okay, voy a tratar lo mejor de translitar, okay? So, y mi mamá también necesita español, so I'm going to go back and forth. Ahora vamos a platicar acerca de la historia de Rebeca. The title en la Biblia es la esposa de Isaac? But the title I gave the preaching or the lesson that I'm giving is I will go. El título de este predicación es Yo iré. I will go. And we're going to talk a little bit. I'm going to give you a brief history of what, before we start reading. It's going to be Genesis chapter 24, verse 12. Es en Génesis 24, versículo 12. Y voy a explicar poquito qué está pasando para que entendamos y luego sigamos en el capítulo 12. So, entendemos que cuando comienza el capítulo 24, Abraham, él estaba bien, era anciano ya. Estaba bien, era bien anciano. He was very old and God had blessed him tremendously. Dios lo había bendecido mucho. Le dio la tierra prometida. He gave him the promised land. So we learn in the Bible that Abraham was old. He called one of his servants. Él le llamó a uno de sus sirvientes and he told his servant, go find my son Isaac a wife. And he told his servant, do an oath with me right now. And please, like basically he was saying, please promise me that you're not going to find him a wife within this city, within a Canaanite wife. Prométeme que no vas a encontrarle una esposa a mi hijo Isaac, donde, de aquí, de donde vivimos. Sino yo quiero que tú regreses para atrás a la tierra donde Dios me sacó y saque y encuentres una esposa para mi hijo Isaac. So he told him, I don't want you to find her a wife here, find Isaac a wife. I want you to go back to the town where I'm from, and I want a wife from there. And so he makes this oath with his servant. Hace esta promesa con su siervo y le dice, go and do that for me. And then the servant says, el sirviente dice, well, what if she doesn't want to come back with me? Like, what if wherever I go to your town, what if she doesn't return back? Le dice el sirviente, pero Abraham, master, ¿qué si cuando yo llegue allá, la mujer que tú quieres que yo elija para tu hijo no se quiera venir? Y le dice, Abraham le dice a Isaac, si no quiere regresar contigo, entonces tú regresa y la promesa ha sido, the oath, the pledge, how do you say it? El pacto se deshace, no se cumplió. Pero si regresa contigo, entonces sí sucedió, right? So, basically, Abraham tells Isaac, the servant tells Abraham, what if she doesn't want to come back? And he says, look, you're making this oath with me, but if she doesn't want to come back with you, then the oath is gone, and it just doesn't work out. But if she does want to come back, then you come back with her. You bring her back. So that's where we're at right now. So the servant gets 10 camels with him. He takes all these good things with him because he's on a mission to find Isaac, his wife. So he takes all the good stuff because Abraham was very wealthy. So el sirviente gana todo en los camellos, 10 camellos, puras cosas de cualidad, oro, todo eso se lleva, se va al pueblo. So that's where I'm at 12. Okay, so let's go on. Then he prayed, Lord God, my master, Abraham, then he prayed, Lord God of my master, Abraham, make me successful today and show kindness to my master, Abraham. See, I am standing beside this spring, and the daughters of the townspeople are coming out to draw water. May it be that when I say to the young woman, please let down your jar that I may have a drink, and she says, drink, and I'll water your camels too. Let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac. By this, I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. Before he had finished praying, Rebekah came out with her jar on her shoulder. She was the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, who was the wife of Abraham's brother, Nahor. The woman was very beautiful, a virgin who had never slept with No man had ever slept with her. She went down to the spring, filled her jar, and came up again. The servant hurried to meet her and said, please give me a little water from your jar. Drink, my lord, she said, and quickly lowered the jar to her hands and gave him a drink. After she had given him a drink, she said, I'll draw water for your camels too until they have had enough to drink. So she quickly emptied her jar into the trough, ran back to the well to draw more water, and drew enough for all his camels. Without saying a word, the man watched her closely to learn whether or not the Lord had made his journey successful. When the camels had finished drinking, the man took out a gold nose ring weighing a beka and two gold bracelets weighing 10 shekels. Then he asked, whose daughter are you? Please tell me, is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night? She answered him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Micah, born to Nahor. She added, we have plenty of straw and fodder, as well as room for you to spend the night. Then the man bowed down and worshiped the Lord, saying, praise be to the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not abandoned his kindness and faithfulness to my master. As for me, the Lord has led me on the journey to the house of my master's relatives. And I will end there. Are you able to read it in Spanish? Or did everybody follow in Spanish? Okay. From verse 12. Yes, please. Amen. If you go from there to verse 50, I'm going to just complete the story and then I will talk about it again. In verse 50, keep going and find verse 50. It's basically what happens from where we left off in verse 26 is that she goes running back home and she finds her brother Laban. And when she finds her brother Laban, he tells her, like, he recognized that she had the jewelry on, and he's like, what has happened? What's going on? And he says, well, there's this man over there, and he, you know, let me bring him to you. He has 10 camels. And so Laban goes out. And when he finds the man, he already knows what's going on. So the servant explains to Laban everything we just read. Like, I ran into her. I prayed to God this certain way, and it happened this way. And now she is here. And I want to know if you can grant her to come with me. And so he's asking Laban and the mother, right? And so lo que sucede es que Rebeca se va para atrás a su casa y encuentra a su hermano Laban y le dice, Laban le reconoció que tenía las braceletas y le dijo que él supo qué estaba pasando. Dijo, Rebeca le comenzó a explicar, me encontré a un señor y él me dio esto. Y cuando vino el sirviente a la casa de Laban, le dice todo lo que consiguió, todo lo que sucedió. Y le dice el sirviente, ¿me dejas que me la lleve? And that's where we left off, where he's asking, can I take her? And the mom and Laban, the brother, said, I only have, give us 10 days to decide. Like, give us 10 days. And Laban says, no. Laban says, give us 10 days. And the servant says, no, don't stop what God has already done. Let me just take her. And they say, well, we'll ask her. Let's ask her and see if she wants to go. So le preguntaron el, how do you say, choice? La opción. ¿Te quieres ir con él? And they asked her, do you want to go with him? And she said, I will go. I will go. Yo iré. And she left. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being in a town where you're walking? Like, me imagino a Rebecca, you know, with her jar, you know, and just going down and getting water, because they would get water for their family, I'm assuming, right? They would go into these wells, and they would get water. And it's not a little bit of water. They would get tons of water, and they would take it back home. But she, on her journey, she's going, and she runs into this man who she doesn't even know, a complete stranger. And he asks her for water. And right away, it says, it didn't say that she questioned him. Like, she didn't say, like, well, who are you? Why are you asking me? You know, this generation or my generation, be like, get your own water, right? La generación de hoy, la mujer de hoy, dará tu propia agua. ¿Para qué me preguntas a mí? Or like some people say, I don't know if it's rude to say, but they say, yo no estás manco. What does that mean? You're not handicapped, right? So the generation of today would say that. Some women, not all, right? And so Rebecca wasn't that generation woman. She wasn't that woman that that didn't serve. She's like, she tells him, yes, Lord, here. She quickly lowered the jar. She gets the water. She's like, here you go. And you know what? I see you have 10 camels. Let me go and get water for 10 camels. Le va rápido. Dice que en la Biblia que rápidamente bajó. ¿Y sabes qué? Tienes a 10 camels. Déjame ir a agarrar agua para los 10 camellos hasta que tengan suficiente. Until they have enough, I'm going to give them each water. You know how much a camel drinks? How much? A lot of people think that in a hump, that's where they store the water, que el camello detiene toda la agua en un hump. No es cierto. El camello toma 20 galones de agua para que estén suficientemente listos para estar en el desierto. So, 20 gallons of water in one drink. So can you imagine Rebecca? She had 10. Can somebody do the math? 10 times 20, right? 200 gallons of water. And she poured out. And she says she didn't do the minimum is probably 20. But she said until they had enough. Ella le dio agua hasta que tuvieran suficiente. Enough. So quickly, respondió, ella entendió su propósito. She understood her purpose, that she knew she was there to serve. And through her purpose, you will see later on in the story how blessed she was. She was resourceful. A woman, como hermanas, nosotros tenemos que ser, how do you say resourceful? How do you say resourceful? Reconocer que tienes recursos. Reconocer que en ti misma tienes los recursos para ayudarle a alguien. You have to be a resourceful woman. A resourceful, godly woman has the resources to serve. All she had, todo lo que tenía Rebecca, era un jarro. All she had was a jar, and the water was already provided. Right? We have the resources. God. It's already provided. It's already done. He already died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross. That's our resource. So whenever we feel like we can't provide or we don't have, where do I start? How do I help people? You have it. He gave it to us already. So she had it. She had the living water to give. This man came thirsty. The servant came, venía con sed. Y ella le dio para tomar, le dio alimento para que no, to quench his thirst. She gave him water to quench his thirst, but not only him, to everyone else. Okay, so what I wrote is acknowledge the resources. She acknowledged the resources she had in front of her, the jug, the water, her family, the space for the camels, and she was willing to share them. Ella estaba dispuesta a compartir lo que ella tenía. Because, you know, God gives us the resources, but it's not just for us. Él nos da los recursos, pero no es solamente para mí, o para mi familia, o para mi vecina. It's for everyone. It's for everyone. She was energetic. Era energética. energetic. She moved quickly. Se movió rápido. Can you imagine a slow-paced Rebecca? Can you imagine? ¿Se puede imaginar a una Rebecca con tanta calma? Like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and give him water. And then, let me see if he gets the... By the time she would have probably been... He would have already been gone. She would have missed her blessing. Si ella hubiera sido tan espaciosa para cuando ella se levantara, su bendición, shoo, ya se hubiera ido. Yeah, shoo, like that. Like that. So, like that, she would have missed her blessing. Can you imagine this generation if we continue to be lazy? If we continue to be slow-paced? ¿Puedes imaginar esta generación de mujeres que sean espaciosas y aries flojas? Que se levanten a las 12 de la tarde.
Oh,
I'm sorry, but God spoke to me. And it's interesting because yo soy una de las que me levanto bien tarde. And I love, si todas me conocen, me gusta dormir.
I love to sleep.
Naps. And one day, when I was reading this, I was like, Lord, why are you speaking to me like this? But God was speaking to me. He was saying, Daisy, you spend your... You on your days off, you want to rest, and there's nothing wrong with resting, but believe me, there's nothing wrong. But I finally realized the concept of wasting a morning. You know, apenas acabo de entender el concepto de desperdiciar una mañana en solamente dormir. Okay. Y tengo 32 años, apenas, so I missed out on all those Saturdays, but. But you know what? It's true because that those hours we could be applying it to getting on our knees and praying. Those hours we could be calling a sister, hey, how are you doing? I'm praying for you. Those hours you could use it for something useful. That's the purpose that God wants us to know today. Don't waste your time, right? Don't waste your time. Don't let the other sister do it for you. You have the ability to fulfill that purpose. No dejes que otra hermana haga ese trabajo por ti. Tú tienes la habilidad. Dios te dio la hora, te dio el día. Everybody woke up today, right? Todos se levantaron ahora. Okay, we have a purpose for today. Every day there's a purpose. Cada día hay un propósito. So, selfless commitment. Rebecca no pensó en me. She thought about everyone else. She thought about the servant before she thought about herself. She thought about the servant before she thought about her family, because I'm sure she was getting water for her family. And she says, here's water. Selfless commitment. Sometimes we have to take the me out of our heads. It's not about us all the time. It's not about us at all, actually. It's about God and the purpose that he has for us. So Rebecca understood that. She had a selfless commitment. She could have thought only about herself. She could have thought only about her family. She could have thought only about providing for them, but she provided for others. She was a hard worker. Like I said, 200 gallons of water. Hard worker. Hard worker. Era una trabajadora. Si no fuera trabajadora, no hubiera empeñado 200 galones de agua para 10 camellos. Hard worker. In the ministry, if you're saying, Daisy, but I don't know my purpose. Yo no sé mi propósito en la vida. Be a hard worker. Find it. God's going to give it to you. Be energetic. Be resourceful. He's going to provide the ability for you to see clearly what is your purpose in life. But you will have it. Confident to speak without fear. Era ella muy valiente para, how do you say confident? Is it confident? Confianza, tenía mucha confianza para hablar sin temor. She had a lot of confidence to speak without fear. And as women, we sometimes speak without fear. We speak too much without fear. But she had the fear of the Lord. And she spoke to this complete stranger without fear, with the kind heart that she had, with the loving heart that she had. So this generation of women, let's speak with that confidence. Vamos a hablar con esa confianza sin temor para ayudar a los demás. Because sometimes we can also we can be very timid. We won't speak up, and we lose helping someone else because we're so timid. So she wasn't timid. She helped him. So she didn't hold back. So don't hold back. She had a big heart, responded with a kind and loving heart. Tenía un gran corazón, Rebeca, y respondió con unas acciones de buen servicio para los demás. She went the extra mile. Went the extra mile to serve. Fue una extra mía para servir. She didn't go up to, well, here's your jug of water. See you later. Good luck to you and all those camels you have. She didn't, no tomó en cuenta, no fue la extra mía porque le pudiera haber dicho, pues aquí está el agua, ni siquiera te di agua y ahí te la ves con los otros camellos porque that's a lot of stuff. She could have easily walked away from that, right? But she went the extra mile. How many of us go the extra mile for people? How many of us go the extra mile to help somebody in need? Or you say, I'll be praying for you, sister. Yo oro por usted. No se apure. Yo, en mi oración en la noche va a estar mi oración. You're asleep. And you don't even pray for the lady. But you didn't even go the extra mile. Or you don't even call and follow up like, hey, are you okay? I'm guilty of that sometimes too. But do we go the extra mile? Do we go the extra mile to help those in need? So she went the extra mile, right? She went the extra mile. And our duty isn't just to our family, like I said earlier. It extends to others. Perhaps the sister at the church, the homeless man down the street, the widow down the block, the single parent, the unbeliever, the lost. Nuestro propósito no solamente es para servir en nuestra familia, sino es para la viuda, para el anciano, para el señor que no tiene hogar, para los que no conocen a Dios, los que no creen en Dios, los que están enfermos, los que están solos, they're lonely. So this is the generation. If you're saying, well, what's my purpose? What is my purpose? Go the extra mile. Go the extra mile and you'll see that God's going to reveal your purpose more clearly. Purpose, what I mean is your ministry. You have a ministry here on earth. Like, this is temporary. Esto es temporal. But there's a purpose. You have to serve in some capacity for God. What is it? Where are you going to serve? Is it going to be, I know a sister in our church. She likes to make like packs for the nursing home. She loves serving the nursing home. That's her purpose. I know another sister who loves to talk to people. And she's always like talking and talking and talking. And she invites people. And she has this ministry that she runs into people in the streets, whether it be in a jail, whether it be outside of her work. And she invites them. And she invites them. That's her calling. She's always sharing the word of God. And she invites people to know God. You see, in the Bible, it says that the servant bowed down. He bowed down when he knew that Rebecca was the one. He bowed down and he said, Lord, thank you for you have given me success. So el sirviente se puso en las rodillas y le dio gracias a Dios porque le había complacido lo que él había orado. He fulfilled his prayer. And there's going to be people in your life that are going to be like that servant. They're going to come to you and they're going to be lost. Or they're going to, or like this servant, they're going to be specific in their prayer. And guess who that prayer, they're going to be specific. Lord, I want, if it's really you, make this happen. Have you ever done that? And then God, you know, you're specific in your prayer and God answers it. But he had to use that person to get there. And that person had to be there in order for your prayer to be fulfilled, in order for you to know God's power. And so you're going to run into those people. You're going to run into those people that are asking for those particular specific prayers. And if you're not moving fast enough, and if you're not confident enough, you might not cross paths with that person because you have to fulfill your purpose. You have to be there at a certain time. And so I'm going to give you an example. When I was at when I was at Dios es Amor, I remember there was a preacher that got there and I remember asking, Lord, I went late. I got there late, and I sat way in the back. And I said, Lord, I came to a point where I was testing God, you know, and when it's very interesting how God works, because sometimes he'll answer you right back, or sometimes he lets you wait because it's not at your time, it's at his time. And so I said, Lord, if this man is really, really, really going to be used by you today, he's going to call me right now. Puse a Dios en una iglesia que yo iba a la prueba. Y a veces Dios es bien interesante. Te complace tu oración para enseñarte algo, o no te la complace para enseñarte algo también, que tú no estás en control. So anyways, I said, this is really you, God. If this man is really going to do something amazing tonight, then he's going to call me right now. And the man was still praising God. Like he was praising, and he stops prayer. I kid you not. He stops. Well, he goes, oh, wait. He tells everybody, wait. And then he gets down. He goes, mujer de verde. Ahí, tú. Tú ahí, ahí. And then I kept turning. I was the only one with the green shirt on. And I turned, and I looked around, and I was like, no. Tú. Ahí, mujer de verde. And I kept like, hey, I think he's calling you. You have a little bit of green on your shirt. And they're like, no, they're calling you. I'm like, who? So he goes, ven aquí. Puse a Dios en la prueba. I put him to the test. And like this, I kid you not, I was called to the front. And he calls me to the front and he says, aquí Dios va a hacer algo. Tú le estás, you're asking and God's going to do it. But you have to apply yourself, because you keep asking, but there's no action. What's the problem here? And I'm like, oh, I wanted God to prove to me, but I didn't want all this, right? But sometimes we're like that, right? We want God to answer us, but we want him to answer us gently. Or we want him to answer us, don't be so harsh, God. God is God. If you want correction, if you want growth, if you want to see those blessings, he has to correct us, right? So, mujer de verde, and he starts telling me all this stuff, and whew, I fall in the spirit. But you know what he did tell me that day? He said, everything you've been through isn't in vain. There's something big for you. And I hadn't started going out to the ministries, but he says, I see you serving multitudes of people. And it was true. I ended up with the help of God serving people. Me dijo, tú vas a servir. And guess what? I was going to school that time, and God spoke to me, because I thought I was all cool and all the knowledge and psychology I had in my brain here. And God said, and it's not by your knowledge or what you learn or what you have that you're going to succeed. It's by my power. And that I learned. So there's nothing here on earth that you can accomplish as a woman by yourself. No job is going to fulfill that happiness. No money, the amount of money, is going to fulfill that happiness. No, whatever. You can marry the richest person in the world, and that's not going to fulfill your happiness. It's God. So, yo entendí en ese tiempo cuando puse a Dios en la prueba que no, él me dijo, Dios me explicó que no era por mi educación que estaba estudiando en ese tiempo, que yo iba a ser victoriosa, que iba a ser por el poder de él. And so I learned that at a very, I was actually 21 when I learned that. And I've applied it since then. Rebecca never complained. I'm almost done, okay? Rebecca never complained. Ella, Rebecca nunca, nunca se quejó. How many Rebeccas do I have here that never complain? Oh, man. ¿Cuántas Rebeccas hay aquí que nunca se quejan? I'm like, no, I'm just kidding. She never complained. She didn't complain, man. What, can you imagine Rebecca if she would have been coming down like without even meeting the servant? ¿Se pueden imaginar a Rebecca? Is this yours? I'm not going to drop it. I promise. No. Okay, I can drop that. Can you imagine Rebecca? Can you imagine Rebecca walking down and going and getting water? Can you imagine Rebecca how she... if she would have been complaining all the way down there? Gosh, God, I haven't gotten married yet. Why am I always having to pick up water for those people? And they're her family. Gosh, God. Gosh, using God's name in vain. that Rebecca. Can you imagine that Rebecca? And then she would have been going down and she would have been like, I guess I'll get water for everybody because nobody can do it by themselves. Quizás yo voy a hacer la... Todavía no me ha casado. Estoy aquí en este pueblo. No hay... Siempre quiero que agarrar agua para los demás. That Rebecca wouldn't have been blessed. Your blessing stops the moment you complain to God. So, she never complained. She never said, it's too much work. She never said, why am I still here? She never said, gosh, I'm lonely. And it's okay to feel those things, but not to fixate on those things. Because you know what? God delivered her from all that. It doesn't say she was feeling that, but let's say she was. She was delivered from that. She was sure of herself and judgment. She didn't doubt the minute she left with the stranger. As women, sometimes we doubt the journey God leads us on. Sometimes we must fully, sometimes we doubt that journey, but we must fully trust our master knows our future. So, ella no dudó en donde la estaba llevando ese señor, the servant. Ella nomás se fue. I will go. Y ella fue sin dudar. Y así debemos de ser nosotros. No dudar en el camino que los está llevando el Señor, sino confiar que Él los va a llevar con bien y los va a dar la capacidad para servir. Brave. She was brave. She had to make a decision that would change her life forever. How many of us are faced with making decisions that will change our lives forever? And she made the right decision. She says, I will go. She was blessed. Her willingness to serve opened the door for future blessings. She married a wealthy family. Later in the Bible, she conceived children. Our actions open doors for full blessing. Ella fue valiente y fue bendecida porque ella hizo una decisión de ir y Dios abrió puertas para ella. Se casó con alguien que tenía riquezas y no nomás por eso fue bendecida, pero ella fue a dar luz a sus hijos. Dios abre puertas. Su camino cambió. And guess what? She wasn't expecting that reward. Ella no estaba esperando esa recompensa. Ella solamente fue simplemente hacer su trabajo. Fue a agarrar agua. And God blessed her in that capacity. Okay, God bless you, brothers and sisters. One more thing before I end today is what is your purpose here on earth? And how are you going to fulfill it? Are you going to be Rebecca? Are you going to be the Rebeccas of the world? Fulfill that journey, fulfill that purpose that God has in store for you. Use your resources. Be energetic about it. Be hard worker. Be confident. And you'll see, go the extra mile for people and you'll see how God's going to bless you.